recorded of the meeting to order. Are there any additions or deletions?
I have an addition. I had a meeting with the bond bank on Thursday. And we have to redo paperwork because there are more restrictions on this new loan than there were with the fall loan. So now they're going to flip-flop them and bump the new amount up to $1 million. I can't really give you a whole lot of details about that. Because they kind of talked to each other more than they explained to me, but that's what I got out of it, is that the first round could be longer-term financing, less restrictions, we can submit invoices, and then they'll drop money in our account to pay them like a line of credit. But this newer one is a shorter term, has way more restrictions, so they're going to put the last loan on this one and this one on that one. So I need your signature on the pages that have yellow stickies. And then Eli's picking that up tomorrow morning, so I have to pay $46 to send it to Littleton like I did last time.
So does any of it make sense to you?
Yes. I mean,
the old way was much better than all this other stuff.
We were going to use the new loan to pay off the old one, and they said, don't do that. But essentially, we're flipping them anyway, so we will be able to use both loans. And they said that there were leftover funds from the first one, like 400 and some odd thousand, that we got to share with another town. That's how they're bumping us up to $1 million. I think there was one page that only needed Keith.
I was going to say, that's a Keith one. That eliminates the second loan had that pay by invoice only thing. Does that revert back to the...
Yeah, so they're going to let us submit the invoice, and then they're going to pay us for that one invoice so that we can pay the contractor.
So like we did they'll do that in a timely enough fashion that contractor doesn't...
They wire
wait.
It to our account so it is fast. They wire it to our account.
Oh, so wire it, huh?
Just me.
They're basically saying to make that payment on the first one and let it go to the end of the year.
He asked if we wanted to roll that interest, that June interest payment, back into the loan, or if we wanted to just pay it. But it's only like $2,000, so I said if we have to pay it, that's fine. But now we won't be, it won't come due in December. We won't be due for another year.
Really?
They were going to redo that in December anyway.
Right, I mean...
Right.
Okay, yep. That's it? Only one thing?
I guess so. Yeah, that's all I have.
Okay, our visitors. Rep Deb Doggan.
Am I a visitor? I have land here in Kirby.
Oh, you do?
Anyone that attends is a visitor.
Do you want me to speak?
Sure.
Okay. Well, A big concern that I have that's happening at the Capitol is the regulations for electric trucks coming in the near future. Other states have already delayed it, and I'm hoping Vermont does the same thing. So I don't know a lot about trucks. You guys know a lot more than I do. But not like an F-150 size, like a bigger one that like you might use for plowing and stuff like that. They were setting it up where a dealer would have to sell an electric vehicle, electric truck, in order to sell a diesel truck, let's say. And that's really not going to work for us here in Vermont because, number one, the infrastructure for charging those vehicles isn't even in place. It's not the same charging station that you can use with cars. So they have their own. So far, things change quickly, but so far that has not been delayed. It's in the transportation department right now, something that can delay it. I signed on to a bill to delay it, I mean just 5 years, but just get a delay put in there because we're not ready for this. So if anybody wants to write letters to the transportation committee, you can do that. And then what was the other big thing? Oh, also with the electric, what do they call that? The clean heat standard. Mm. It's another thing where we're still open for being sued by environmental groups. They'll come in and sue us. It happened in Massachusetts. They got sued because they didn't protect themselves. They have bills in that committee where they can prevent that from happening, but they're not bringing it out onto the floor for us to vote on. So I bugged them quite a bit to do that, to move it forward. Education is with the Senate, and they're working on a bill that we'll be voting on soon to protect our schools here in the Northeast Kingdom. What we voted out of the House was a horrible, horrible, flawed bill, but we made it pass just so the Senate could fix it and make it a good bill. And then our housing bill, the housing bill went out, went to the Senate. We got the Senate's housing bill. We just worked on that. We voted it out of our committee. Again, it's not a perfect bill, but it is giving resources for, project people, the builders, give them some resources because as we know that nothing's affordable in Vermont, everything has to be supplemented, even for, you know, the middle working class, that has to be supplemented in order to get any housing started. And I don't know, do you have any questions about what's going on in Montpelier?
Questions.
Okay, go right. Yeah. Shoot one.
What's the I'm just curious. What are they doing with the education piece? In terms of the independence of some of the schools and the tuitioning and that kind of thing?
Well, the thing is, the whole state of Vermont is the same. You got the west side, which is just totally different from the east side, and so when you talk about consolidating schools on the west side, it's not as dramatic as trying to do that here, mm-hmm. Because we know all the reasons why. So I think schools on the west side are looking at consolidating because they're within a mile of each other. It's, you know, they're not that far. It's like, oh, I have to go by two schools before I get to the school I'm going to. It's like pick the one in the middle and everyone go there kind of thing. I know the Senate is trying to set it up so it's something that the governor can pass and support. I can't say 100% that everything is in stone yet, but they're talking about reducing the districts, and they do look at how other states are doing it and then have their supervisory unions But, I mean, I taught in places like East Haven, Sutton, Sheffield, all these outlining schools, and I know how hard they are to get to, and I know how important they are to the communities. One of the people in that, I think it was the chair of the education committee, didn't want to see any money leave Vermont. So then we have schools, I think it's Newbury, where they go to New Hampshire for high school. So it's like, what is Newbury supposed to build a high school now? You know, that's not going to happen. So they've loosened that up a little bit. It's like, if it's already been established kind of thing, then you can go over the border and, you know, some of Vermont money will leave Vermont, but in a way it doesn't also. I mean, I don't think it helps with any of our fears about what it's going to end up like, but I don't think our schools here are going to feel the raft of Montpelier. You know, I mean, I sit right in front of Beth Quimby, that's on the education committee, and it's like I talk to her every day, like, what's going on? You know, and she knows, she taught in this area also, so she knows the complexity of our area. But, the housing bill is supposed to help the rural areas the most. But I don't know, I feel like, I never had a project like that, but I feel like they want a lot of money up front. Ties up a lot of money. But there's subsidies to help. I don't know if that helps with the education, but.
Thanks. Thank you.
Eric.
Yeah, so just, I meant to come in April, but I missed it. And just, you know, let you know, we got the ride planned for Saturday. Weather doesn't look great now, but we're going to move forward. It'll be a little bit muddy maybe, but we're going same route down the Bradley Vale, you know, up over Kirby Mountain and Bradley Vale, and then around the mountain for the big one, and the small one comes right through here, and, well, they both come through here, and then, but the smaller one goes up Brookside and back down East Burke, so.
Were you able to get across the brook there?
Yeah, we've got landowner permission there, and I'm going to build a little bridge, like 2 feet wide or something, and put that in this week, and I'm going to check it out actually on my way home, just see what I got to deal with. They got to, you know, go up through their field and back to the
road. If you want to build a bridge, build a big one.
Yeah.
Right in the road.
Yeah. It's a little beyond my capability and budget. So I'm going to check that out and make sure the field's, you know, cut back a little bit or whatever we need to do to get them back there. We'll have a spotter there, too, at the Brooklyn. A couple down at the one in Concord there, Bradley Vale. But
your initial numbers look pretty strong, or
we just filled 300, finally filled up right on Friday, and it's kind of the same as last year. Kind of came in filled up right at the last week. I think some people are kind of waiting to see what the weather did look pretty good. No, doesn't look so good, but
not much you can do about that.
Yeah, I know. So but yeah, no, it looks good. So I think we're all good to go, and got all the town permissions and insurance and everything. So
yeah,
I just want to give you a heads up. We'll be putting signs up Friday, and
good.
You know, we'll pick them up. Well, some of them will be picked up Saturday. Some of them we don't probably get to till Sunday. But
it's good.
Well, hope everybody has a safe ride.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, Eric. Thank you.
No questions or
no.
Any?
No.
We're all good.
All right. Perfect. Thank you.
Chris.
Yeah. we're getting ready to order all the trusses and material and get started on the project, and wanted to see if it was a possibility of maybe setting it up in like three payments or something like that on the for the expansion of the town garage.
We already have all the funds because it's ARPA money. It's just been sitting in the septic bank for, years at this point. So.
But we can pay
if
that out
that,
at any. I don't have a problem with that.
I don't have a problem with that.
Works for me.
Just split it in three, whatever thirds are, and
yeah.
Do like a third now and a third after the frame is up and the concrete's poured, and then the final third will be upon completion.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sounds good to me.
Yep.
You said the second after the frame and concrete.
Yep.
And then third at completion.
Yep.
I'm not very observant, so if I miss it,
just
knock on my door.
That was good.
Your mic starting when on the?
Soon. As soon as I can get the down payment, we're going to order the trusses. They're probably 2 to 3 weeks out. So we want to get it right on the schedule and get it done.
Provide her with an invoice and you'll have your check.
Okay. Sounds good.
Tuesday and Thursday.
Okay. Tomorrow.
Don't come on Wednesday.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Yep.
You don't need nothing else as far as those. Everything's good on the insurance and.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
And I have your SAM number, so.
Okay. And I'll make sure that everybody that's here is insured.
Mm-hmm.
So follow all the rules.
Perfect.
Sounds good.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, thanks,
thank
Chris.
You, Chris.
I'll stop in to see you tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes from the April 1. 7, 17, and 28 select board meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So move. Road report.
Good. Sam, this week?
Oh, yeah?
That's what I was so told. And do you want to proceed with finishing them guardrails on Mud Hollow, both sides of the big culvert? Where you work, Mike,
mm-hmm.
And this one down here, and do you want to put them on the one that steel culvert's in or not?
I think I would for now. You know, it might be a while before we get to that down there, so it's probably ought to put them up just for safety concerns.
Okay.
Is Yang doing the sand again, bud? Yeah.
He said.
Yeah. How much you gonna get, you know?
Probably two. You know, that'll get us through at least some room there, so that if somebody wants to work, I guess I'm willing to put some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and I'll contact them and see how far they are on guardrails, how far out. It's gonna be a while, I'm sure.
Lafayette.
Haven't heard back from John Bogue. I was trying to get a little input from him. I haven't heard back yet.
Okay.
If I have to go down there, I will.
Mm-hmm.
And see him. We'll go from there.
Okay.
Just trying to get some input from him. And there's somebody else in Westbrook at Toes.
Yep.
Find out who that is.
I can get that for you. Yep.
Okay. All right. So. Let's see or heard anything else.
No, they've been pretty quiet on home front.
That's a good thing.
Yep.
Is Brook Road still closed on the Linden End?
What's that?
Is Brook Road still closed on the Linden End?
Is the Brook Road
like
still closed?
Shut it down in the middle of somewhere again.
Who is?
The Brook Road?
The Brook Road.
Can you get through there?
Yeah.
You can then.
No.
From 114 up?
Yeah, they're doing something up there, spending money. with no oversight. I got nothing more.
But you can come up and down?
Yeah, I don't know if you can do it during the day or not.
I was going to say, they still have that sign out there, you know, through traffic stuff, but they just leave it there, I'm sure.
For a while, though, you could get through, and then it stopped, so I wasn't sure.
I think they get close to the end. We're going to wish they had.
A temporary work or permanent?
Permanent. Be what? 1/4 mile of guidance.
Yeah.
On a 40 and 50 foot wide road.
Yeah, that was why I wondered if it was temporary.
Okay.
Doesn't that class three road have to be a certain width?
No. Class three. That's 15, 60 feet wide some places.
Really?
Yeah, they should be, that first bridge, they should haul that stuff back into a truck and take it up and use it. They're still buying it at Coffins. All right, if you're done with me.
Yep.
Okay.
Everything out of the way so they can...
I'm moving.
Yep.
A few more things. Yeah, he said he was going to go in order. It'll be 3 weeks. I'm going to get the culverts out of there in case they're needed. I'm going to get to those. Yep.
All right.
Thanks, John.
Thank you very much. Signature on the NEKCV representative appointment.
So this was
Northeast.
NEK Broadband. They've joined with someone else or been taken over or something. It's just electing Dana Kasperson and Malcolm Doak as our representatives again. They have been for the last 3 years.
Just you.
And I did chat with them.
Sooner or later they'll get here.
Well, they were supposed to shut off the power on our end for hours. Was it last week or the week before?
Last week.
Four hours.
Was out for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Kids were happy.
Yep. Didn't
I'm
take
not sure
long,
if they
I guess.
Much of the time, but whatever.
Contract for workers' comp.
So this is an old one that I realized that I was missing. It's for the roller. So I just need, because we pay with ARPA funds and because Workman's Comp needs all of this stuff to prove they're not our employees, I just need your signatures. I guess there's two different ones. There's front and back of that page.
The only company I know is Peterbilt, you know, the big haulers.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually talking about having a office in New Hampshire and registering their trucks in New Hampshire.
Yep, to get out. A lot of people doing it in Maine, too.
Weren't we told that we couldn't buy a truck from New Hampshire? I think we were told we had to buy a truck in Vermont. We just ordered a truck. It's not electric.
Good.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, usually the ones that haul, like, you know, those big ones, they want that truck running all the time. They'll switch out drivers.
Right.
And I'll tell you, because I have an electric Mustang out there right now, and I had, when I was in Montpelier, I had to go to the Ford dealer to charge it, because I just wasn't comfortable with how much I had left. And I had half juice or whatever they call it. And it still took me 45 minutes to charge it up on a fast charge, which puts more strain on the battery. The battery won't last as long. The cold affects the life of the battery.
Yep.
And I'm using fossil fuel to charge it.
Sure. Well, I was reading that article, and they want it so that Heath Bunnell has to buy all electric trucks. Mm-hmm. But when you're working in Maine, driving back and forth to Maine, there's no charging stations.
No. Because the infrastructure is not in place.
No.
At all. I don't think Vermont has any charging stations for trucks. I mean, people may have them at their site. I don't know how, because it's just totally different. And you're not going to go a long ways.
I don't know. They just had a fallout with the school buses and stuff like that.
Took them off the road.
Yeah.
They didn't like.
And then the company went bust.
Was that Barry?
Yeah.
Did what now?
Took the electric school buses off the fleet.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
In Vermont. They want to pass this legislation that says you're going to have an electric pulp truck.
Yeah.
Road construction updates.
I didn't know if we actually had any. I've just gotten in the habit of putting this on here in case there's anything we need to talk about.
No, just that we've got three potential engineers.
Yes, he said confirmed bidders.
Yep.
I actually got an email from, now I'm not going to be able to remember his name. Someone that used to work for V-Trans, and then he worked for the state of Vermont for like the...
That was the guy that...
Brooks and stuff.
Just started in business himself.
Oh, Ben.
Ben.
It wasn't Ben.
Oh, wasn't?
No, it wasn't Ben.
Different name. I cannot remember his name. There's too many of them. But it was a long, lengthy email that he started his own small engineering firm. So
right.
I passed that to Matt Young, but Matt said, I kind of already told these three companies
yep.
that if they were going to bid, there was only going to be three companies. And I said, well, never mind it then. So.
Yeah, I did see that.
Well, that's good. That would be a start to something.
The big question is they can go ahead and bid on it, but when are they going to start working on it?
We'll find that out.
26.
We'll find that out with the bids, I guess.
Yeah, it's a tight time frame. It was 2 weeks after the bid goes out, or the stuff goes out and come back. So.
The longest thing is the permits, getting all the permits and stuff to get in the Brooks and stuff. That's the longest part. Of the permitting process.
Okay.
No, that's all I know.
Is John doing a thing with Bogey on his own, or are you
involved
in that?
No, he's been doing it on his own.
Okay. I talked to him once and.
Who's Bogey?
John Bogey's one of
John Bogey in McAndoo Falls is the person that repairs heavy-duty trucks.
Oh, okay.
We're looking at trying to get him to look at the red truck
right.
and see
yep.
it.
Maybe he can make that into an electric vehicle.
Oh, yeah. Good luck.
Maybe they'll throw us some money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Electric.
We ain't got no roads to drive it on, but maybe they'll throw some money towards an electric truck.
Okay, bills.
They cost about $4,000 each. The electric trucks.
Oh, yeah. Sure they do. That's a hell of a benefit.
I'm not in support of electric trucks.
I don't think you should be. I don't think it should be allowed to tell you what you need to do and can't do anyway. But.
Well, time
card?
Huh?
You want a time card? So you don't have to write it all down.
Like a clock I can punch?
Yeah.
I don't care.
Was that his first installment?
Whatever way Paige did them all.
You can find space for it.
No, that wasn't.
I got one here.
Oh, you got one there too.
Is that Ascent, his consultant? He's all paid up.
He is paid up.
He had three installments. It was 15, and then 9, and then 6.
Okay.
Surveyors paid?
Yes.
And Clark?
Yes.
Not that I gathered you at all.
Who did the survey on that down there? True Line?
Yes. Yeah, they actually kind of bent over a little bit, help us out. And they'll finish it when it's all done.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, right here.
I still need Tom to sign, stop in and sign that paper. At the end of the hearing, Hillary signed the paper, but Tom wasn't there.
Tom didn't? Yeah. He hasn't come back? Okay.
No, I have her email, though. I probably have a phone number, too. I can get a hold of her.
I have a phone number for both, I think.
You can just pop in sometime and sign
that.
Pop
in on Tuesday or Thursday.
Final report thing you sent out.
Mm-hmm. What was that bill for?
I don't know. I think I have another one sitting on my desk.
Oh,
it might be another copy.
They send out a statement, and if John doesn't give you a bill or whatever, you haven't got a thing to say to you yet.
How's your part-time worker working out for you?
Actually putting in a few too many hours, but mm-hmm. She got some stuff done for me last week. And then I asked her this week if she wanted to do one full day or two half days, and she wants to do two half days.
Mm-hmm.
So tomorrow's going to be very busy in my office because I have like 4 or 5 people coming to see me.
How does Montpelier work for you? Like it?
it gets frustrating at times.
You think?
I didn't know if you know the other representative, Scott Campbell, that represents Kirby, that he has health issues.
Yep.
Right now.
Yeah, I saw that, and
he does.
Yes.
He has cancer and he's doing chemo. I mean, it looks like he'll have a good outcome, but he can't go to Montpelier every day. But he zooms in onto his committee meetings and he watches what happens on the floor.
Is he the older gentleman?
No, he's the same age as me. Am I older?
Yeah. Sits over in the back room, plays on his iPad.
He comes to town meeting and always stands up and talks.
Yeah. Yeah,
same month.
They're holding the bill that is going to protect Vermont from being sued.
Sued for the
environmentalists will come in and sue us unless we fix that this year. Massachusetts already got sued.
And they won? The environmental
Association is still on?
Oh, yeah.
How much did they win?
I think it was like $10 million or something. It was, well, Massachusetts is not big.
They say that they've never known it to happen, but...
I mean, even if...
And the state of Vermont's following what state? California?
They like to follow California, which makes some sense to me. And but I think California did... they made some adjustments. I have to go and Google what's going on in California. Yeah, I think they delayed the trucks.
You're going to delay a lot of stuff in California.
I hope you have to have a contract for your
business.
Yes. I guess. So if anything breaks, they come back.
Well, I mean, you know, we've got...
You don't want to get it, her name on it.
We shouldn't be following any state but our own.
I know.
I don't get that.
A lot of
stuff
still has her name on it.
We're not our own state.
Well, we like to look at other states just to see how they're doing it and what kind of results they get. But, I mean, everything we do has to be, where's the data, where's the, you know. I'm like, some of it's just common sense.
You know? Still okay with
it. I mean, how can a town afford to buy a truck that's four times as expensive and then have to put in the infrastructure to charge it and then not be able to use it because it's charging?
So where are these activists all coming from? I mean, are they coming from a certain area or that sued in Massachusetts? Is that a good...
They've already been in Massachusetts.
Yeah,
they're,
yeah,
they're in Chittenden County.
Where are they all coming
there's
from?
Two of these,
I mean, where are they from?
There's two.
Oh, I think it's like, oh, who are those people? The Nevada.
Those two. It's just a couple hours.
Like Sierra Nevada.
Oh,
some environmental.
Mm-hmm.
It's
a nation. Is there one of John's right behind?
But I mean, all we're asking.
See, some I used to put them on the back.
What I would like.
Said that they used to be on the front.
I would like you guys stop all this environmental stuff. Vermont is doing great.
I'm sitting there looking.
Take all that money.
You forgot something.
I will let them educate like they did for composting and recycling. You can go to the schools, write a curriculum.
You can't make changes.
And you know, you can put it in there. Everything else. Just stop it.
We're all just
stop spending the money. Take that money and put it into the areas that matter, like housing, education,
absolutely,
health care.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like I need a soapbox right now.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean,
you need a bigger audience.
Yeah. No, I say the same thing when I'm there, but... I tell you, writing letters has an impact. You may not get what you want, but they are read and they're shared.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Veemers is John's retirement. That's just the employer share of his retirement.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I'd like to know which one of those people are going to come in here and truck sit up on top of the mountain with no charge in it, and they're going to bring a plow truck with them and back us up.
And tow you back?
Back us up in the middle of the night when the roads don't get done.
And they're heavy. I mean, not that it matters,
that's all payroll,
but they are heavier.
Isn't it fun looking? It's more fun to actually do it.
Yeah. Good luck finding somebody to work
with.
Like you said, common sense.
Yeah,
unreal.
Just not there in a lot of circles.
Well, I mean, they'd be good. I've collected a few of the delinquent ones.
Unreal.
I still have some out there, but...
I can see them calling.
One of them is...
Aren't you in the...
You can't get into these big trucks and think you
30-day...
It ain't gonna work.
Well,
thing?
One of them got returned at that address.
When I charge in the winter time, like when I charge in this kind of weather, I might get like 287 miles on a charge.
You kind of give it a little extra.
But if it when it gets cold at night, I lose battery. When it just sits there, I lose battery. And
hopefully we'll get something soon.
I mean, I didn't drive it in the wintertime. I just started driving it when the
winter
got
nice.
Because I don't want to be stuck.
Right. Yeah, you could be stuck. Yeah.
And there's nothing you can do.
Nope.
And somebody asked me about like the electric car, and I said, well, you know, if I was at a gas station, not that you want to do this, but if I'm at a gas station and somebody is like, I feel like I'm going to be attacked. Mm-hmm. First of all, we don't have stand your ground with vehicles. Like, basically, you just, like, take the vehicle, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But if I'm filling up and I feel threatened, mm-hmm. like, really badly, mm-hmm. I mean, I could take off. Yeah, that thing's going to come out of the car, and mm-hmm. I can take off. If I'm at a charging station, I can't move.
No, you're done.
I have to get out of the vehicle, unplug it.
Right, correct.
I can't just drive off because I'm in fear of my
right.
life.
Right.
I said, I don't like that.
Nope, it's a hazard.
That's why I didn't drive in the wintertime. We don't have enough sunny, you know, daylight hours.
Right.
I just, and then, like, not that it's a big deal, but, like, cats and squirrels can't hear you. And I keep forgetting I have to break for the cats. Usually they can hear you coming and they'll scoot. It's like saying to squirrels. I mean, it is fun to drive. It has a lot of power. It does 0 to whatever in 2 seconds. But I don't drive like that.
No, I just...
I wanted to mention that, but I wasn't sure if I wanted to mention it with Eric growing. Here, because we usually have them mow it for this bike ride, and I haven't heard from Jesse yet, so I'm going to have to reach out to him, but I doubt if it'll get done by Saturday.
Well...
Last year it did, but... Yeah. I haven't heard a peep from him, which is strange. He usually reaches out by now.
And we need to get one up on him and call him, because, I mean, the grass...
Yeah, I looked at it on my way by today, and it looks okay right now. Hopefully it's not too long by next weekend.
I was going to say by...
this weekend.
You might reach out to him anyway in relation to it, just to, you know, tomorrow when you get in, just to see,
right.
you know, need to know whether he's still going
right.
to do it this year, you know.
Now, he has not gone up on price for the last, like, 3 years. So should I get a confirmed price before we have him start?
Yeah, probably I do.
Or if he says he's going to charge the same thing again or something, something, then it's not a big deal.
He's always treated us very well.
He goes up a couple hundred bucks,
it
ain't a big deal.
But, yeah, 3 years with no increases.
Don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
I guess I'll make my secretary. She's doing my time, looks like. You did the same amount for like 5 years. You're going to go out?
I don't know. I ain't broke yet.
All right, the next meeting, June 2nd, 6 p.m. You don't know of anything coming up in the near future, do you? Nothing?
I don't. So, 2 weeks is the engineering stuff is coming back. Is that the deal?
It would be. Not this Friday, but the next one is when the bids should be due, because he said he would give them 2 weeks, right?
Yes. So will we have to have another meeting prior to our meeting for that?
Probably.
Yes.
After the bids have been received and he calls in any questions, but I don't think from an engineer standpoint that really should be pretty much cut and dry. The only thing is...
And it sounded like he wanted to look over them first.
Yeah. Yeah, he was going to go over their bids with us anyway, I believe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think we were getting one local guy to do it anyway, so I bet too from a local guy, which would be nice.
Yeah, it would.
Well, he told me for contractors, he mentioned he got Ruggles, Horizon.
Yeah.
And then the other one was like three letters.
Yeah. I can't remember what that is.
I didn't want to care about it. Horizons, and I was surprised Ruggles was still open to doing something.
All right, I make a motion we adjourn.
Second it.
All in favor.
All right.
So move.
Thanks for stopping in there.